the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's 9 o'clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Michael and Junior Mark Davila. All right, this is a sketch that we'll never do. One of those
more
segments.
Sketches.
Yes, yes. What I'm picturing is a bill collector calling a place, you know, calling a person.
I got 7 bills here. Look at them all. Bill Clinton.
Yeah, no.
Bill Gates.
No.
Bill Cosby. Throwing cages.
Collecting bills. That'd be good. Bill Lumberg. And he'd be like, listen, I'm just an actress. I'm a real name. It's like,
Bill
I don't
Bixby's
know.
Bixby's corpse.
Is he dead?
Yeah.
Fucking Incredible Hulk's dead.
He died of cancer years ago.
Oh, man. Then we gotta kill Lou Ferrigno. They're a package deal.
We said that Lou Ferrigno's pissed because they have CGI now.
Yeah, I know.
Why you guys gotta have a CGI?
Well, listen, with all due respect, whatever your name is again, I forgot.
You're 160 years old.
You're an old man. I'm sure you're still big and you're in, you know, decent shape.
Claims to be deaf, but he seems to hear all right to me.
I know.
He's calls into radio shows. How deaf is he? And Lou Ferrigno's on the line.
Yeah.
How's it going, everybody?
Is somebody transcribing this shit? And they just read it to him? Or they type it out and he's reading it?
Yeah, he's not calling with a relay, one of those relay operators.
I don't know, man, because it's not making sense. Yeah, they say he's fucking deaf. I've seen blind guys like, he's wearing the fucking glasses. He's got the white cane, but he's holding the door open for people.
He's at the movies.
I mean, there you just
he's in the art gallery looking at art.
Is he the colors on this one? I like how they're subtle, a little more subdued.
Do they let blind guys into the art gallery for free? Because
okay, come on, man, I'm not even getting any enjoyment out of this.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm taking a fucking stroll.
My sightseeing, what do you call it? My girl who can see, she dragged me out of here.
Is that what you call her? My girl who can see?
She's probably ugly, though. I don't know. I feel like she's taking advantage. You might not be able to see.
You know what? That is true. Because if there's like a really handsome blind guy, I mean, he could be dating an ugly girl and not know it.
Why would he care, though, if you think about it?
Because he's still a man. That's why he'd care.
But if she's got all the right shape and she's, you know... Do you care what she... Like, you don't even know what beautiful is, really, if you've been blind your whole life.
Well, I'm going to tell you that that's not true, and I'm going to tell you why. Because I heard stories of... What's that other blind dude? Not Ray Charles. The other one. Lionel Richie. He can see.
He can see, I think.
What's that dude? Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
I was going to say Bobby Wonder, but I don't think that's a real guy. Stevie Wonder. There's a story that he has a guy... Who his job was to let him know if the chicks were hot or not? Because yeah,
how
he's
do you learn?
Blind.
But how do you learn what's hot and what's not?
I guess just by touch. I guess you just have a you know this is my concept.
What
of
about
hot.
A butterface? Who's got really smooth skin?
I don't know.
How would you know the difference?
I get maybe you wouldn't, or maybe you have a sixth sense. Maybe he developed that just because his other senses are you know the sight's gone. His other senses are heightened.
A few butterface, they had like fantastic bod, like you know.
I know what
really
a butterface
good look,
is.
Really
yeah.
good. Look. and this, you know, you couldn't just feel her. Oh, well, the one I'm thinking of, you could because
you feel the snaggle teeth and the fucking jagged edges.
That was actually a problem. She had bad teeth,
bad
she
acne,
had braces and stuff.
Yeah,
but
how old was she? She had fucking braces. Come
she,
on,
she was
man,
like 22 or 3 or something.
When did you get them? Braces are when you're a kid and when you're fucking
you
like...
You know what? No, people get... A lot of adults are getting braces now. Like
that's fucking stupid.
You know what it is? Your parents never got them for you because they were too poor, too cheap, or both. And it's like, I'm older now and I want my teeth... You know, it's something that
you know,
I...
Yeah.
It's something that's bothering me every time I look in the mirror. Now I got a good job and I can afford it.
I'd
I'm
like,
gonna get them.
I'd like perfect teeth too, but it's fucking too late, man.
I got a steady boyfriend or husband or whatever or a girlfriend.
Too you know, late.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I want to feel good about myself.
Yeah, man.
And they got the Invisalign.
That's cool. The Invisalign, or if it's like behind the teeth where no one can see it, like great. You know, who cares?
Well, night ones.
Night ones where they glow
retainer.
In the dark. Oh yeah,
That's always a goof on TV where
they take the retainer out.
Like it'd be a hot chick and she'd be staying overnight and like oh, I got to put my retainer in.
Yeah, that was always a joke. All of a sudden, the hot chick is ugly. She puts on the fucking green mask. Her hair's like in a fucking hairnet.
And it's not like a little retainer. It's like one of those huge ones. Like
the helmet.
It almost looks like a RoboCop's helmet.
Drop it, creep.
That's what it almost looks like.
Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
Did you see a new RoboCop yet?
No. You?
No.
I wanted to. I just never did. And now I guess I never will. Because I plan on dying later.
It's got to be out on DVD by now or whatever.
Yeah. You know what? I can, as I mentioned earlier in the week, I could get it. I could stream it. I have to pay for it.
$5.
Yeah, whatever, man. It's fucking worth it.
Is it? That's half the price of a theater experience.
Yeah, which is way better in my home.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
It's better than a movie theater.
Exactly. I could jerk off at home. In the theater, they give me shit.
So you'd rather see, like, Avengers at your house than in the theater?
Yep.
Yeah. So you're going to wait for Interstellar to come out and...
Well, listen, I don't want to wait. That's the thing. But with RoboCop, I can't go back in time and see it in the theater. It's my house or nothing.
Your house is not as good as a theater.
Better.
The surround sound, the big screen.
Listen, my screen's big enough, and I have a home theater.
Well, it's not the same.
It's better. You're right. It's better. It's not the same. It's better.
You can't say it's better.
Yeah, I just did.
You can say, I like it better.
Nope.
You can't say it's better.
Everyone thinks it's better.
It's not.
Ask anyone on the street. Hey, I'll wait.
We're going to a movie tonight. All right, where are we going?
Mark's house.
Which theater? Oh, this guy, Mark. I don't really know him, but he lets me come over and watch. For $10, he lets me watch movies at his house.
Yeah. Dude, I wouldn't.
Oh, is he living in a mansion or something? No, I just got an apartment.
$1. $1.
You can't turn it up all the way, though, because his son's sleeping, so...
First run movies, too. Brand new. $1. Hey, get this. Free candy and popcorn.
Yeah, but you gotta keep the and volume down. Like, hey, you know what? My downstairs neighbor's gonna complain.
No. We have headphones.
Headphones?
Yep. Free candy and popcorn for a fucking dollar? First run movies?
For a dollar?
Yeah. Yeah. My house is packed all the time.
I don't know. You're in the red.
Don't worry about me, all right? Don't worry about my finances.
And once the theaters figure this out, they're going to fucking put you in jail.
Everyone's an idiot. They're none the wiser. Me, I'm
in the middle of a movie, they're going to come in and, like, arrest you, and you'll be all embarrassed.
Nah, please. Like, I haven't been arrested before. That ain't shit to me, man.
Do you like that in some theaters, like, the armrest goes up and you can, like, get real close to your gal now?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I've been to the...
I still put that shit down because I don't like... My arm gets tired.
Well, I want the armrest. But I like the fancy ones with the leather seats.
But if your girl says, no, leave it up.
And I say, well... Then put your arm down so I can use your arm as an armrest.
Hold it at a 90-degree angle.
Yeah.
And flex your muscles so it's hard enough.
You got to compromise. But do you go to the fancy theaters with the reclining seats? Like where you could lay down?
No.
You never been?
I don't think so.
No? I have a couple times. They're pretty nice. I mean, you're literally, it's like you're in bed. You're laying down. You can't go there when you're tired.
But is there a lot of leg room, or do you people complain if you recline?
No, dude, this is how it's made. It's all fancy leather seats, and they all reclined. There's enough space where everyone can do it. It's pretty nice.
So isn't there like some new thing where you're not supposed to recline on the plane?
I've heard that. Well, fuck that.
Stupid.
It's 2 inches. It's not even a recline. It's
a nothing. You know what I read?
Fuck you, dude.
Within 10 years, planes won't have windows anymore.
We really don't need them.
They're going to have like, flat screens that'll show you what's going on outside with cameras.
Yeah, good. Which is
because
better.
Because they're looking to, they want to save money, so they want to get rid of weight.
What?
They want to get rid of weight. So getting rid of the windows, will get rid of a lot of weight on the plane. I don't know, but that's kind of...
So wait, glass is heavier than the aluminum? How heavy is that fucking glass?
Aluminum's one of the lightest metals there is.
I know it's light, but I mean, I don't know.
Glass is heavy.
I guess.
It's got to be like really thick glass in a plane.
Okay, well, that's true. But it would work out better because now everyone can see, not just the people on the left or the right. Like, oh, okay, Grand Canyon's on the one side. Guess what? I'm not on that side. I can't see shit. So now, oh, cool. It's probably in the back of the headrest, too. I get to see. I don't have to stare at one thing. It'd be awesome.
It's just like watching TV. I want to see the real thing.
It is a real thing.
It's just
on a fucking screen.
Maybe they'll let me parachute out of there. Like, instead of dropping you off at the airport, you just all jump out.
Exactly. There's like some thing on the bottom where you just go there. It depressurizes, and you just go. It just drops you. That'd be awesome.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
Yeah, we should do that. Oh, a special capsule. Because you always go on about, you're too high up, you can't parachute out of there. So how about, it's a special capsule, you climb into it, it drops you, and then that releases you when you're at the proper height.
Well, the plane could go down to the right height.
Yeah,
that is dropping true. Off.
I'd rather have my own capsule, though.
Because you don't want to parachute from 35,000, you need a special suit.
Yeah.
Like that guy, like the Google guy, broke the record the other day. 200,000 feet up.
One of the Google dolls did what?
He's a Google executive, and he decided to do it, but he broke Felix Baumgartner's record. I mean, they get so hard up, like, high up. I said hard up.
He's so hard up, you would not believe it. He fucks anything, this guy.
They get so high up, that, like, you can see the curvature of the Earth. Like, it's crazy.
So, wait. Now, this Felix dude was, like, some kind of astronaut or stuntman or daredevil?
Both, yeah.
So, now, he made a big deal. Hey, look at me. I broke this fucking world record. And now some dude who's just a Google executive who had no fucking kind of training that just dropped his ass out of a fucking shuttle he already broke it?
Not really, because you need training. Because what happens when you jump out that height? Like, Felix Baumgartner, I watched him live.
Yeah, I seen it too.
He spun around like a maniac.
Oh, shit.
Like, he was just twirling around, and somehow, I don't know if he passed out or not.
Still, no, he almost passed out, but he didn't. He was close. But the thing is, does he feel like shit? Because that's his, like, fucking job. That's his thing. And there's some dude. It's like, yeah, I'm going to do that. That sounds pretty sweet. And
he'll go ahead and break his record. What's the highest you can go? There's got to be there's a limit,
the
right?
The moon.
Go to the fucking... No, you can't, because you can't get back in the atmosphere. You die.
With rockets.
That's going to count. It's free falling.
Listen, I don't know. The outer limit of where you won't float away.
You know what's weird? It's like, they're that far up, and it's like 2 miles.
I know. From here, the atmosphere seems pretty thick. It's like, it's huge. But really, it's not that fucking big, man.
Well, you know what it is? You can't see. You don't know how far 2 miles looks because...
Yeah, I mean, we're just like staring up at nothing.
You can't see 2 miles because of the curvature of the Earth.
There's no... We don't have anything for, like,
how long,
to judge
it. I forget how far you can see before the Earth starts to curve. I think it's a little less than 2 miles, maybe.
It's the same way when I look at my penis.
Yeah, you can't see the end of it because it curves.
Yeah.
Curvature of your penis.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, I think I'm seeing, like, to the halfway point, I think. But I'm not really sure.
And that's why you can't see England from across the ocean.
Well, I can. I have a
but I was reading about rig. I was reading about the thing where there's a phenomenon where the atmospheric conditions are right, like, the reflection will come off and you can see a city across the water. Like, we're in Buffalo, and there's a time where people saw Toronto.
Really?
Like, it looked like it was, like, right there, and it's, like, reflected across the whole... Like, this is, like, back in the 1800s, so there wasn't much even going on in Toronto. But
Speaking of Phenomenon, have you ever seen the movie Phenomenon with John
Phenomenon,
Travolta?
Phenomenon, isn't it Phenomenon?
It's hard to say sometimes. Phenomenon.
Something like Phenomenon.
It's a good movie, John Travolta.
Is that the one where he was an angel?
No, that was Michael.
And the Google calls had a song. I'd give up forever to touch you.
That was the movie Michael. He was Michael, the angel.
Apparently he was singing because as far as I know, the Google dolls don't live forever. I mean, they might.
Are they dead yet?
Well, no, because he just sung the national anthem. The football game was out the other day.
There you go. Then as far as I know, he does live forever. Until he dies?
But he said he's going to give up forever. It's like, I give up my for living forever to touch you. Like, I don't think you're going to live forever, dude. I know you got that fancy, like, girl's haircut and weird cleft chin, but that doesn't mean you're going to live forever.
I don't know. That's all the signs. All the indicators of immortality, those are it. So, I don't know. Maybe. Look it up.
That guy's lucky he became a star because he's from Buffalo, and I don't think he'd fit in around here.
And he's ugly.
He's too much of a pretty boy.
Oh, which guy are we talking about?
The singer. Not the bassist, the singer.
Oh, because I only see the
one. Not the bassist who follows me on Twitter because I told him that they suck one time.
Yeah, the bassist is ugly. Yeah.
Nice guy, though.
Yeah. Super. A lot of ugly people are nice. And not everyone knows that because
they
don't give him the chance. Like, yeah, he might be nice, but he's fucking ugly. Fuck that dude. I mean, that's how I am. I mean, I'm sure they're nice. I mean, some of them, but I don't care.
That reminds me, did we ever do that Marry an Ugly Wife for Pop Clips yet?
I don't think so. Yeah, maybe next week.
Yeah.
Or maybe we already did it.
Could be.
Maybe we did it this week. I don't know. It could be. Maybe. Dude, I'm so high right now. I don't remember shit. I got all these holes in my brain.
I'm high in life.
Yeah. One of these days, I'm going to do my European tour and go to Amsterdam and get so fucked up.
And get those prostitutes behind the curtain.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna be getting fucking whores, doing drugs. I'm gonna be high, fucking. It's gonna be awesome. Mm-hmm. Can't wait. I'm going to be in the window with the red light so everyone could see.
Did you know, not even related to that at all, did you know that...
I'll make it related.
I didn't know. You know, I'm a big Katy Perry fan. I didn't know...
Katy Perry's a whore. I fucked her. There you go,
I
related.
I didn't know that I was a Katy cat.
What?
That's what she calls her fans.
Oh, Katy really?
I didn't know I was a Katy cat. I didn't know.
I'm a little Katy cat.
You know, I used to hate her.
That's...
I used to hate her. And then I'm like, why do I hate her? She's a attractive girl who puts out lots of catchy songs.
Yeah, her songs are catchy. She's pretty attractive. For some reason, that pisses me off.
It's like, I don't know. I just get angry.
Well, most people are annoying.
I don't... I'm not talking about her personality. I'm just talking about her music.
I'm sure if I met her, she'd be annoying. Because if you hear interviews with people, they're like, yeah, yeah.
You know what, though? She might be all right in person. Who knows?
Well, yeah, interviews, they're annoying. In person, might be okay.
If all of a sudden you somehow...
Like, if we actually...
got to befriend Katy Perry.
Yeah, if we hung out... Like a one-on-one.
You know, she'd laugh at our jokes.
It's like,
and,
hey, you want to go to the fucking mall? You want to hang out?
Well, yeah, you know, I'm a big celebrity. I can't really just go to the mall, Mark.
Really, she can? Because are people going to think, is that Katy Perry walking around? No, they'll think, huh, that chick looks like Katy Perry.
Is that Zoe Deschanel? Because they look the same. I'm not sure. It's one or the other.
That's the thing. They won't think, oh my God, it's them. What, Katy Perry is wandering around the fucking mall in Buffalo? No, that chick just looks like her.
What if Katy Perry walks around and then someone goes like, Katy, give your audio. Like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm Zoe Deschanel. Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Not really a new girl fan.
You know what's funny? I didn't know that Zoe Deschanel's sister was a chick from Bones.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard people talk, and they say that they think the chick from Bones is more attractive. And
I don't think so.
To that, I say, you're fucking insane. And the chick from Bones, her sister, which I don't know her name...
Something Deschanel.
Something, a chick from Bones. She's almost ugly. Her face is so fucking angular. Like, she, you know, I can cut glass with her fucking cheeks. I do not like her face.
I still wonder, like...
Or body.
When Katy Perry first came out...
Or anything about her, really.
They're like, oh, she looks like Zoe Deschanel. Now it's Zoe Deschanel looks just like Katy Perry. Like, what do you mean?
Well, it's whoever's more famous.
Yeah, it's just, it should be whoever came out first.
It's not first. Whoever's more famous now.
But Zoe was famous before Katy Perry was.
Doesn't what I just fucking say, dude? Doesn't
I know,
matter.
But
it's who's famous now. Who's more famous? Who's got more juice?
Well, then Mark. Mark wins.
Yeah. At some point, it'll be, hey, you look like Mark. It's like, no, Mark looks like me. It's like, no, I don't think so.
I'm so sick of fame now. With
you're sick of your fame?
No.
What is it? It's a fucking curse. Can't
so
go anywhere.
So many people claim they're famous now that, like, he's a Vine star. No, you're not.
All right, you're not famous if I never fucking heard of you.
There's so many people you've never heard of that are they're living life right now thinking they're a big deal.
I know you have 2 million likes or followers or whatever
that
the fuck you
off.
Have, but
you know
not
what it pisses me
famous.
Off is that they're marching around right now and they got it in their head that they're this huge big deal. Like, I'm a big deal. Everyone loves me.
That's how I say. That's how I live my life.
That's how I've me too. But I've never been famous.
Yeah, so and I know no. Listen, I know no one likes me, but you know.
You know, a couple.
I could pretend.
Back when I was doing stand-up comedy more often, every once in a while, I'd be like, "Hey, I saw you the other night." It's like,
yeah, it makes you feel good.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit who I am.
Well, no one cares about
they're
you.
They're not at Thanksgiving. They're like, "Guess who I met the other day?" Like, who? Well, he's just some guy. He's got a regular job, but he sometimes does comedy at night for like $10, maybe if he's lucky.
I know.
Depending on how
mostly
people
he does
in.
It for free, but I mean, every once in a while, someone will throw him a couple bucks because they feel bad.
Yeah.
Here's some gas money, kid. I'm sorry. Sorry, can't be more. Yeah, me too.
A lot of times he plays to an empty room. For some reason, the other comedians make him go on. Like, so many times, I'd be like, well, let's just not do it. There's like three people.
No, come on.
No, we gotta do it. We gotta just go. I'm like, I don't want to.
It's like, well, fuck you, dude. Well, they don't have a gun.
Because the off chance there might be like a Hollywood executive in here? Highly unlikely.
I know everyone in the room. We're good.
That's your mom. That's my cousin, and that's fucking the door guy.
Yeah, and your mom's unemployed. She can't do shit for me.
And at this point, what would it take to fucking be discovered doing stand-up comedy? You'd have to be super good.
Well...
Because most of the time, stand-up comedians are saying the same jokes that some other guy somewhere else is saying.
You know what the thing is?
Or very similar.
It's all right place, right time. It's either New York, LA. That's where the fucking people live. The people who are like kind of scouts who work for that kind of shit, that's where they are. Anywhere else, you're just doing your fucking act.
I don't know anybody gets breaks out anymore.
I mean, with the internet, maybe someone comes across your shit and they like it, but that is so rare as to be almost impossible.
You know, there's not a lot of breakout stars from the internet because
the guys from Workaholics. They were.
Is that still show still even on?
I think it's still on.
A lot of times, especially if they do short, like Vine, these Vine people will never make it because it's you can't do it. If you can only do 10-second jokes.
Six-second jokes.
You're not going to have a show on Comedy Central.
That's true.
Now, I know Adult Swim has 15-minute shows, but that's still...
Well, a lot longer than 6 seconds.
That's still like, whatever, I can't do the math, but, you know, 150 times that.
So. But as I said, though, Workaholics, guys, they were doing in... what is it? Like, it was a web series. They were putting that out.
But they're probably doing long form, maybe.
Well, I mean, maybe. But either way, I mean, they're an example. I mean, it's rare, but
I mean,
it does happen.
Mike Tyson just got discovered, and he's got a new show.
Yeah,
I don't think anyone's ever heard of him.
He does this cartoon show or something? I don't know.
Yeah, he got discovered because he was...
it actually sounds funny.
I taped it. I DVR'd
it. What channel is that on?
Adult Swim. It's only 15 minutes.
Yeah, I like that.
And Norm MacDonald plays a drunk pigeon. I didn't watch it yet, though.
Yeah, I've heard. I've heard tell. Sounds good. I like that kind of shit.
That's all I heard the commercial. Hi, this is Mike Tyson.
Hey, I'm Mike Tyson.
I got a new show.
Yeah, watch it. I hit you so hard.
Yeah, this is Norm MacDonald.
Norm MacDonald here.
I play a pigeon.
Or something. I don't know. Yeah, and some...
They didn't advertise on our show for some goddamn reason.
Scooby-Doo shit, yeah. I don't know.
I like the commercials because they show Mike Tyson in his outfit he wears in the cartoon. It's pretty funny.
I've only heard radio spots. I haven't seen anything visual.
You can't see the radio?
In my mind, I can, but in that, he's nude.
Man, that must have been great to the first TV salesman. Like, you like the radio? Oh, yeah, I listen all the time. Get this. Now you can see
the radio. Get the fuck out of here. See the radio? Get the fuck out of my house, asshole. Don't try and pull the wool over my eyes.
Mm-hmm. Now you can see Jack Benny on the screen.
Ah, see? Yeah, I'm talking about something different there. Did they talk like that back then?
Yeah, well, video killed the radio star, they say. It's true, though, because you had all these guys who didn't do shit. They just
all
stood
they had
there.
Were voices.
They stood at a podium with their microphone.
And the thing was, they weren't even good looking. They had... Yes, introducing. They had a nice fucking smooth.
Did you know
those
radio shows? I don't know what. I think even the early days of TV, you had to be live. Like that was the FCC rule. For some fucking reason, yeah, you had.
The FCC has always been fucking bullshit. They always had nonsense.
I don't know if it was FCC or what, but it was the rule that you had to be live on the radio. That's like all those shows were live. Like they'd all stand at the podium. I don't know if the audience was real. I guess they were.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Who the fuck knows?
Probably didn't think of the laugh track yet, so they probably were.
I don't know how people even did anything back then. Like, how do you keep track of shit? Like, pay your bills? Like, how do they even know? Like,
well, they had the fucking mail system still, so they used that.
I know, but...
Everything was paper.
Like, paying your electricity, how long did it take? It must have taken, like, double the time for them to even figure out that you didn't pay.
Oh, man, you were getting away with murder. And how long was it before a dude came over and turned your shit
off? Yeah, you just manually do it. You couldn't do it over the...
I mean, I just stand in front of my house with a fucking shotgun. Where do you think you're going? It's like, oh, nowhere. That's right.
I already paid it. Maybe you didn't go through yet. I don't know.
Oh, no. Checks in. That's why you had the old excuse. Checks in the mail.
Yeah.
Listen, I fucking mailed that shit out. I don't know. Maybe you didn't get it, but that's not on me, man. I mailed it. I did it.
I like the poor people trick of not signing the check.
Oh, yeah. No, they got to return it. It's like, oh, man. Oh, that's my bad. I'm sorry. Oh, shit. Yeah, give that back. Let me sign it.
I feel like half the time the teller won't even notice.
Well, maybe. Hey, then if they try to take the money, I didn't fucking sign that shit. Give my money back.
Yeah.
Ooh, then when you sign it, you make sure not you put the you post date it. It's like, oh shit, I put the wrong date. I put it for next month. Ah, give it back again. Shit. They keep fucking them over. Be awesome. I love fucking people. Figuratively and literally.
That, you know, I knew that about you.
So, yeah, I mean, if you...
Well, if anyone ever came up to me and was like, describe Mark in two words.
He loves fucking.
Yeah.
Fucking lover.
Did you go to any of those, I forget, or maybe you already went to, I was going to ask if you ever went to those, the fucking glasses.
We talked about that last week.
I know, but I was saying, as an update.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, I've seen the videos before. Dude, if... Name a porn genre... I've fucking seen it, all right?
Tibetan monks, fucking.
Oh, yeah. Gay porn?
Catholic nuns.
Oh, yeah. They mix them all. They mix all the religions. Yeah. I mean, you have, like, the Hare Krishnas. You got it all.
Do they have any, like, a Muslim lady in her full garb getting fucked?
Actually, yeah. I've come across a lot of Arab porn.
But that's not fun, because you can't see shit.
Well, no.
You see her eyes bugging out.
Yeah, ooh, she was just really into it because her eyes were super wide, but it was hard to see because it's just a slit, so you can't see all of her eyes, but you could tell. You could tell. Mm-hmm. So with those fucking glasses ones, I don't know if it's just that I like gadgets or that I'm so fucking paranoid about shit, but on Amazon, I seen that they have a pinhole camera pen. I'm like, shit. And it's like $40. Like, I fucking want that. I would just wear the pen and just be recording shit.
How do you wear a pen?
Wear a pen. You never seen dude with a fucking pen in his pocket?
Like, you Nerds. Have a shirt. Are you going to get a pocket protector?
Yeah, apparently. I have to wear a shirt with a breast pocket. That's fine. So I have a pen sticking out.
What do you need this camera
out.
For?
I don't know, but I want it.
You have these cameras for nothing.
I don't know.
You're just as crazy as people who pack heat for no reason. Like, yeah, I always keep my gun. Like, why? You know what? I know a lot of people, and none of them have been mugged. And even if they do, you don't want to take your gun out. That'd be the worst thing you could do.
I don't know, man. What if there's like a maniac in a mall and he's shooting people? Are you going to be like, shit, wish I didn't leave my gun home today. I listened to fucking Mike.
You know what, though? You'd have to get fucking really close to him to shoot him.
Or you're a gun dude and you go to the range a lot.
It doesn't matter. Those guns are accurate for like 20 feet.
Or you carry a rifle, long-range rifle with a scope in your back.
True.
That's what I carry. Like, I have a carry permit. I have a sling on my back.
Yeah.
I'm a sniper.
Isn't that dude an Avengers sniper?
Well, he just has super aim, so it doesn't matter where he is. So he'll fucking hit you. He's kind of a sniper. Hawkeye, yeah.
But he's a regular dude, though.
Oh, he's a regular dude. He just has really good reflexes.
I'd love to help you guys out in space right now, but I can't really...
No, he does. They'll just strap a rocket pack to him, and he has a space helmet, and now he's shooting rocket arrows at people. That's all. Still works. Yeah.
So dumb.
Sound legitimate, right?
Who invented that guy?
I don't know. Well, you know who invented him? The same dude who invented Robin Hood, because it's all he is. All
right, we got this guy.
Modern-day Robin Hood.
This guy's
with
a demigod. This guy's got a billion-dollar suit on.
Dude, it's a mutant, so he's super strong. You know, the Hulk.
Yeah, pretty much nothing can destroy him when he's angry.
He's invincible, super strong, strongest person on the planet.
And we got this dude who can aim.
He's super good aim.
He never pisses on the floor, ever.
Yeah,
even when he's drunk.
Not a drop. Not a
even
drop.
Even when he's drunk. Even when it's like...
Always dead center.
Even when it's
The hole? I mean, you got the hole for the whole toilet, but when it, you know, all the way down at the bottom, that hole, that's where he pisses mm-hmm. every time.
Even when he's like, when he's got to go really bad and he takes it out and he's already starting, like, nope, not a drop goes anywhere.
Oh my, he could piss in his pants through the pant leg, not get a drop on the pants, mm-hmm. still hit the fucking toilet. That's how good he is.
He's got a girl pregnant from 300 yards.
Yeah, he's got a really good aim.
Mm-hmm.
He's a shooter, all right. Then you got Black Widow. This chick... I guess she's a good fighter or something.
I've talked about that before.
She's still a fucking chick. I mean, you can have skill and all, but you understand how everyone there is a million times stronger than you, but somehow you still can fucking keep up.
Yeah, and in the first Avengers.
Sounds right.
Avengers, you know, that dude was like, you know, he's like a god too. He's a demigod too, so he could have just like killed her in one, like just threw her in
the
wall.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Killed her, but nope.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you need, listen, you can't have a superhero team without a chick. All the you know people are going. Why don't you have any girls? Listen, they didn't
Wonder Woman's on the other is in the is a DC
yeah,
character. That's why.
And guess what? There were no black people there. They did not fucking exist in that comic. But what did they do? They took Sam Jackson's character, made him fucking black. So you have a black guy.
Speaking of Wonder
that's
Woman,
why he's the only fucking black dude in that movie.
I watched a good 15 minutes, maybe even longer, of Big Bang Theory.
Oh, why?
It was I thought it was a Halloween episode, but it was like a New Year's episode where they're going to a costume party, and the blonde chick was in a...
I mean, she's hot.
She was in a Wonder Woman outfit, and her breasts were almost all the way out.
Ooh, I gotta check that out.
I couldn't stop watching. I'm like, I know why people love the show now. It's gotta be her. It's gotta be.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen an episode.
I've liked her since she was on Eight Rules.
I've liked her since she was 8 years old.
She was young back then.
Yeah. But yeah, I've never seen an episode.
But I've never sister in that show.
I've never seen Eight Simple Rules, so I don't know what the fuck you're talking
about.
Yeah,
she had a sister, I think. She must be pissed.
I guess. She's probably doing something.
Because Katie Sagal went on to other things, and maybe she didn't have a... I think she did, though. I'd have to check the...
Hey, when we're done with this episode, YouTube that shit. I want to see that rack. Because let me see a clip. I don't want to watch a whole episode because I don't want to break my streak of never seeing it.
Do you think they have a clip of that? I don't even know. I mean, oh, it was an old episode.
Fucking Google it, man. Google Wonder Woman Big chick Bang with
Theory.
Rack.
Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, oh, please. I bet you. Come on, everything's on the fucking...
Well, I mean, you can see her during the fappening, they had her topless.
The fappening?
Yeah, the fap where all the celebrities' pictures were leaked.
Oh, that, yeah. Well, fine, find me that.
I got so annoyed because it was so hard finding shit unless you got went on 4chan like right away.
Oh, man. And I would hear them say, I feel violated, okay? That was not my... shut the fuck up. So I seen your titties. So what? Get the fuck over it.
You know what?
You want to see my balls?
If I'm a hot chick, good. Everyone can see me naked. I'm hot.
No, you fucking see me now. Anyone want to see my balls, go to hoshoutwizkids.com. And there's like a section there where you could leave messages. It's like, hey, Mark, send me pics of your balls. And I'm like, oh, sure. Cock, too. You want to say, I'll show you anything. I don't care.
All right.
They look really good. I do really good grooming. You got to see what I do with this stuff, you know? It's not the normal run-of-the-mill grooming, either. It's fancy. It's nice. Anyway, hotshotwizkids.com. I'll show you my balls. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. Listen to the rest of the week. What?